Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome back to The Walk.se, the ongoing podcast about becoming a minimalist vagabond while walking from Stockholm to Sydney. And we're back to the more usual program now after last week's episode. I hope you liked the last episode. It was a little bit different. It wasn't so much about the walk or what I'm doing now, more about some of the things I've been thinking about while during the walk and reflecting on some of the work I've done before and with the new impressions and new ideas I keep getting from a lot of the content I have time to listen to now that I walk, podcasts and audio books and everything. You naturally think about a lot of things that you have done and how you've worked. Well, I hope you found a little bit of value in the, the audio article. It's hardly long enough to be called a book. 5 Thoughts on Being a Photographer. I actually hope to be doing a few more things like that in the coming 6 or 7 months or so, or before this walk is finished. I'm not at all sure how long it's going to take or how many I'm going to do or what subjects I'm going to do. I have got one or two on the go that I've started working on already, and they will be more centered around minimalism and walking and what I am doing now. One of the reasons I am doing it is because I want to practice my writing. I actually want to get some writing done. And, well, as I said in the podcast article on being a photographer, how do you become a good photographer? Well, you photograph. And how do you become a reasonable writer? Well, the only way to do it is actually to write. You have to practice it. You have to actually do it. So that's one of the reasons I'll be doing those. And I will be putting some of them out here to share with you. And I hope you feel that's all right. I actually be very interested in any comments you might have, if it's good or bad, disruptive or interesting, or either yes or no. Do you want me to continue with different little, I'll call them articles, as I go? I hope you will be interested. I think I will be doing it even if you aren't. But whatever impressions you have or comments you have about that, please leave that on the Facebook page. It'd be interesting to see what you say. Because I didn't do a normal podcast last week, I've done a few kilometers since last time. I left Kunze, it's almost 2 weeks ago now, and headed off. And the first day I walked from there, I actually, towards the end of the evening, I had a little bit of rain during the day, but it'd been a hot, pretty nice sort of day, nice days walking along some smaller roads. I came upon a man sitting on a horse. Wasn't the first one I'd seen in Texas. I've seen more horses here in Texas as I go along, which seems pretty natural, I suppose. But that's, I have seen more horses. I stopped and spoke a little bit with him and asked him if I could take his picture. And we spoke for a while, and it turned out to be Talbot Huspeth. He asked me where I was staying, and he asked me all the usual questions, usually basically about the walk. And I told him that I was going to start looking for a campsite, and it was starting to get late. And he actually suggested a church a little bit further on down the road, a mile down the road. He said I was quite welcome to camp there for the night on the church site. We spoke for a while, and he said he'd probably come by a little bit later, and he asked me if I was all right for food and everything. It was very hospitable in every way, actually. And I walked to the church, and I was just setting up my tent in the church grounds when Talbot turned up. There was some thunderstorms turn approaching, and it looked like it was going to get pretty wet. So he actually invited me to sleep in the church, and I actually got a really nice camping space, really luxurious, in the comfort of the church, with plenty of room, out of the rain, and in the air-conditioned comfort. Now, the heat and humidity have been pretty hard. It takes a lot more out of you to walk a full day in the heat. Here it's been averaging a little bit more than 30 degrees, usually between 30 and 32, 33 degrees, I'd say. And the humidity's been pretty high. There's been a fair bit of rain, so the humidity's been quite high. The one thing I am really, really appreciating now in my equipment is my new cooler flask. I bought for my birthday, I bought myself a half a gallon cooler flask that I can fill with ice and then top up with water, and it actually keeps that reasonably cool through the day. I mean, it doesn't keep it cool for a whole day, but it's a lot nicer than drinking lukewarm water anyway. And so I might look into getting an even bigger one. I might even try to see if I can find a gallon one to have with me as I walk across the rest of Texas. Ice is available more or less everywhere. Every service station sells ice, but a bag of ice is a bit much for my little cooler, so a larger cooler will probably keep the cool a bit better, and I'll also be able to get more of a full bag of ice in it. So I might look into that in Austin and see what's happened. I'm really appreciating it anyway, walking during the day, being able to drink some cool water. The day after that, after I left reasonably early from the church and I walked to Dayton, a hot, long day, not really much much to say apart from that. The one thing I can say is I passed through a town called Liberty. Yeah, even when I saw the name on the map, it just sort of really struck me as the sort of name that a town should have that's in one of the Reacher novels, you know, the Jack Reacher novels. So I've seen a lot of really nice names and towns, but that's really, Liberty sounds like a town that should be in a Reacher novel. Leaving Dayton the next morning, and just coming out of town, I met Tyler, a guy who was standing on the side of the road, and he turned out to be another walker, which is really great. I've only met two other walkers during the whole year. You might remember them, two guys that were walking across America that I met about a month ago or something now. And now here's another one. And Tyler had set out. He'd been in Houston, and he'd been lucky. He'd been there for some music festivals, and he'd been having a time, and he was heading out from Houston, and he was on a bit of a test walk. It was like my test walk that I did in Sweden. He was out on his test walk, and he was planning to walk to America, and then depending on what he found out and how it all worked out, he was maybe planning to do a larger Across America walk or something like that. And he was having a bit of a problem. He had a cart, and it wasn't really a very good cart. It was like a cheap, foldable shopping cart with very, very small front wheels, and one of the front wheels had broken. And I think he was a little bit despondent. I think he's actually a little bit down. It seemed a little bit like he wasn't all that cheerful. And he checked out the mule, and I think he was a bit envious of the mule compared to his cart, which is pretty standard. Mule's a good thing, you know. But we spoke, and we talked about what I had done and where I'd been and what his plans might be and what he might do and where he might pick up a new cart. And I think he sort of perked up a little bit and felt a little bit more confident that it was doable, and I think he cheered up all around as we spoke. It seemed like a really nice guy, and I actually received an email from him the other day, and he just wanted to shoot me an email, make sure that he had my info saved. He actually says that he says here, "The day I passed you, I was really starting to rethink my plan. Seeing you helped my resolve tremendously. For that, I don't know that I can thank you enough. Good luck." And good luck to you, Tyler. I'm going to shoot an email back to him and try to encourage him as much as I can. I mean, he's out there. He's doing it. He's walking. All he really needs to do is get himself a better cart, and I think he'll enjoy it a lot more. And it's really great to see and to meet a few other people that are actually doing the same thing. There are long-distance travelers, but there are very, very few walkers. Most people are hitchhiking or riding the bus, and there are a lot of cyclists out there, naturally. A lot of people all over the world are cycling long distances. So after I left Tyler, it was another 2 days walking in the heat, and I finally arrived in Houston. Now, I arrived there on a Sunday, not too late. I actually arrived there in the middle of the day, and even walking into Houston, I wasn't all that impressed. And I'd got myself a hotel in the downtown area, and It wasn't all that spectacular. What could I say? Just sort of like a downtown. It was a typical type of office area, downtown area, where a lot of offices where people worked during the weeks, and then it was just empty there on the Sunday. And the only thing that was there was that there were actually a lot of what appeared to be homeless people hanging about all over the place. They were all quite nice. I mean, nothing threatening or anything like that. But it just, you know, it wasn't wasn't very impressed, basically. Now, I thought it might be a little bit better on Monday when all the people came in to work and sort of like the downtown area might sort of liven up and become more alive and more sort of more human, basically. And I was having a rest day. I'd recorded the five thoughts on being a photographer and during that day, and I spent the day walking around town. But it was all still pretty empty and boring. You know, well, my impressions of Houston, a lot of construction work and closed sidewalks, basically. Not all that impressed. I found a few bars. I sat around a little bit, and I watched some football, some soccer. But, yeah, nothing much was happening there, really. And, I mean, I had a nice rest. I needed the day to rest, and I needed to, get the last podcast out there. But Houston in itself wasn't really all that much to talk about. So I left Houston on the Tuesday, and there seems to be a lot of construction work going on around Houston, a lot of road work, and I walked through some large areas of road construction. And the strange thing is that there's never any planning for any sort of walking or sidewalks. There's always plenty of roads, and there's these big cloverleaf constructions, and there's roads passing above each other and under each other, and then a lot of things happening. But there's never, ever any thought given to people that are walking, which is a little bit strange. I mean, more and more, then we think about the environment and everything else. I mean, people should be starting to consider stuff like that and make walking a better option. But in this area, it's definitely not happening. I walked through some very nice small towns. There are a lot of antique stores, and you can even find nice small old-style diners and ice cream parlors. And yeah, there are pretty nice areas here all around. Some small towns that have been very, very nice. And some small towns that haven't been much at all. But I mean, it's been quite a nice area, and it feels slightly different from Louisiana, and that it seems to have a slightly more of its own sort of feel here in Texas already. And I expect that as I go even further west, it'll change even more. So I'm really looking forward to that. I've spent a couple of hot nights in the tent sweating. It gets very hot in the tent, and it's really important to drink a lot when you're out walking like this. I need to drink more than I think. I mean, I basically need to drink all the time, even when I'm not thirsty. I'm doing a pretty good job, I think. I don't have any problems. I haven't been dehydrated or anything like that, but it is something that you constantly have to think about when you walk in this weather. I am now in Bastrop, I think it's called, near Austin. It's not that far from Austin. One day, maybe day and a half to walk into Austin from here, depending on where I intend to stay in Austin. And when I get into Austin, I intend to take a break for a few days, do some sightseeing. I've heard a lot of nice things about Austin, so I'm quite looking forward to having a look around the town. And I'm also hoping to meet Kirk Tuck, a photographer who lives in Austin that I've sort of got into contact with through the internet. And I've basically been following his blog and a lot of stuff that he's written. And I've read several of his books on photography and lighting. And I've been following him for, I don't know, must be getting close to 10 years now, I imagine. So it'd be very, very interesting to meet him, actually. I'm looking forward to doing that. And you never know, if I have enough time, I might even get my next little essay, I suppose I should call them. It sounds better than an article. Five thoughts on long distance walking. I might even just get that close to finish if I have a day or two over. We don't know. I'll also be meeting up with Charlie, the guy who's going to be walking with me for the next 3 weeks or so, which will be very interesting, as we haven't had any contact at all, apart from the little contact we've had through the blog and few Facebook conversations. So it'll be interesting to get him, and I'll get him on the podcast, and I'll get him to introduce himself in the coming week. And I know he's got his own little project going. I'll get him to talk a little bit about that. And one thing I'm hoping I might be able to do with him is actually do an equipment podcast where I go through the equipment I have and what's been good and what hasn't been good and how what works and what doesn't work. Because it'd be very good to do that sort of podcast with someone that might be able to ask some questions or a reasonable input from another side, ask the proper questions that you all might need, want to hear about. So we'll see how that goes. I definitely think that would be a good idea to do that with him. We'll see what he thinks about that. We'll see. Austin will mark the halfway point of my walk across America, especially the route I've planned at the moment. And that's probably one of the reasons I think I deserve a few days off. I've walked in America more than 2,500 kilometers. I've got a bit of a tally going on. I've got a bit of a spreadsheet going on, and I'm averaging about 40 kilometers a day on my walk days, and I'm averaging very, very close to 28 kilometers a day total, even taking into account all my rest days. So, which is more than I was expecting. I've always sort of expected that I would be averaging somewhere around 30 kilometers on the walk days and 20 kilometers on the total average, so I'm sort of way ahead on that. But I think that'll be somewhere around that average that I'll be trying to keep up for the rest of the journey across America. In one of the first podcasts from America, I said I was very unsure of what to think about the USA as a country, and I always have been a bit ambivalent about what I think about it. And it's still very early to give any sort of verdict about what I really think, but I'm starting to get a little bit more sure about what I think about the country. And what I think is that it's a country of contradictions. I mean, there are so many extreme contradictions in everything here. I mean, it's you might take a certain thing like how there is always the opposition between quality and quantity. Well, because of the extreme quantity of everything here, there is some quality here in everything as well, but you just have to look for it. There is a extreme poverty and extreme richness. Everything is in extremes in this country, and there's a great span of everything, and it's very much a country of contradictions, the opposites and things that will collide all the time. But if you look for things, you can usually find what you want. But at the same time, a lot of quality and good points are hidden by a lot of crap. The people have been great, which is probably the most important thing. I've only met really nice people. I haven't had any problems at all. Service is not always great because people... I don't know. They don't seem to understand certain things. I don't know how to put that. But as a general rule, people are very friendly and very helpful. It's coming back a little bit to that contradiction that is here with everything here in the USA. People seem to be initially very, very paranoid, scared and afraid. But they release that very quickly and become extremely helpful and kind and generous. So I mean, as I say, it's a country of contradictions. I'm not really sure what that's going to mean for my final verdict, if I have to give any sort of verdict on the country. But it's an interesting place, definitely. A lot of you can find almost anything here, I think, and I think that's part of it too. Sometimes you have to look a little bit more carefully, because a lot of it, it's like the television. If I have a hotel room and then you flip through the television, there are a lot of channels, but like that old Bruce Springsteen channel, Bruce Springsteen song, 57 channels of shit, 57 channels on the TV and nothing to look at, or I can't even remember the text, but you get the idea. There are a lot of high quality programs naturally being made here, and I mean, we know that in Europe we get a lot of stuff that's really good and high quality stuff, but there is so much shit on there as well that I can't understand that it gets on there, that anybody wants to watch it at all. It's pretty incredible. Well, that's about it for now. We'll be heading into Austin in the next couple of days, and I hope to be taking it easy and hopefully enjoying Austin, meeting some new people. keep listening. Spread it to all your friends. I'd appreciate if you could review and rate the podcast on iTunes if you have any sort of possibility of doing that. And whatever else you do, keep walking.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.